Right. We are Beis and Beis, and we are four lines, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines to the bottom of Beis and Beis. It's not like Kedushin goes at a blot a day, and that 80 days we'll finish Kedushin. That's not how it happens, even though we did a blot on Friday. It doesn't usually work that way. Today we also might do more than a number. Now again, I mentioned yesterday, for those who weren't on yesterday, that the Rishayim speak out, a lot of Rishayim, that this whole Gemara that we had from the beginning of the Gemara till the two dots on Gimel Amud Aleph is all from the Gaonim. It's not the Gemara. Because again, it's not Gemara style.
Does this look so different to you?
It does not Gemara style to zero in on Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva, Davar, Derech. It's the Gemara that obviously the Rishayim did not find other Gemaras to do this. And therefore they're convinced that this is not the Gemara. It came from the Gaonim. Again, might not come in to us. I'm not sure. Not the Gemara like that. But not. B'zayin drachim b'yitzim b'zav. Right, we use the Mishnah that said with 7 different ways we check a Zav. Rashi mentioned the 7 different ways. We ask the Zav a question to make sure it was natural, not caused by something that we can attribute it to. Now, the only reason it said Shiva B'Lashon Zachar was because Derech meant Lashon Zachar. Listni Dvarim. Let it say Dvarim. Why does it say Drachim? For some reason, the Gemara thinks that drachim is the preferred, dvarim is a preferred way, and drachim is not a preferred way. We ask that by Kedushin. Let it say dvarim instead of drachim. That means the Gemara, for some reason, feels, again, that dvarim would be the better way of expressing it. 7 things instead of 7 ways. So the Gemara is bothered. So by Zav, it says ways as well. By the way, not the ways for your thing, right? 7 ways. So why does it say drachim instead of dvarim? Something Gemara, I'll tell you why. Hashem Kamash Malan, by using the word drachim, the Bryce division is telling us, the diet of the maple, yisera lasuya l'day ziva, eating too much causes zivas, the diet of the mishti, yisera lasuya l'day ziva. So derach has a second meaning. 7 ways using drachim, but also telling you, this is the derach. This is what happens when you do one of those 7 things. Rashi? Is there Rashi? No Rashi. Practicing Gemara, but it's not. Again, we're going to go through now many cases where it says Derech, Dover. Why does it say Derech? Why does it say Dover? The Gemara is going to spend time on that. Practicing Gemara, but it's not. Esrik, Shavu, Le'ilam, Megimu, Drachim. Listen to him. Okay. The halacha is, interestingly enough, most of this is rabbinic. Midoraisa, Rashi Shita throughout Shas, is that the only time you have to give Trumas and Marshas are from the 5 types of grain, wine and oil, olives and grapes. I recall the wine and oil because that's what it's usually used for. But it means grains, olives, and grapes. That's the Chi of Trumas and Marshas. Anything else that grows, biblically there's no Chi of Trumas and Marshas. Trees, vegetables, apples, oranges, tomatoes.
Limonin.
Midrabanan. The Arish item that want to say all Shiva Minim of the Raita, again, Rashi Shita throughout Shas, and we're not learning this Sugya now, is that only grain, wine, and oil is Chayim of the Raita. Raises the Gamcha to Raish Chavi Tzarecha. That's what the Pasuk writes. The Arish item that say differently, but that's Rashi Shita, that's what we'll operate with. It's not a gay, it's Gemara, I just have to use some Shita. Now, that means, that Trumas and Maishmas of Esrogim are rabbinic. We're dealing with a rabbinic thing. Right? That's rabbinic. However, Arla, the fact that a tree is Arla for 3 years, is a biblical thing by all trees.
Yeah.
In Eretz Yisrael and the Chutzlars. Halacha l'maisim sina. Arla is also a chutzlars, yes. Topic of Arla is mostly we're not learning. By the way, I'll tell you more later on in conclusion. But yes. And Ravai, the Chiev of Karam Ravai, or Netzer Ravai, the 4th year you bring the fruits to Yerushalayim, is also biblical. That's what we're going to be dealing with. There's also another thing called Shemitah. Shemitah is also biblical. Now the question becomes, at what point do you consider it the fruit of that year? You know, not everything works in a box that it starts growing after Rosh Hashanah and is harvested before the next Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't work that way. There are many things that start growing before Rosh Hashanah and end up being harvested after Rosh Hashanah. You go by the year of when it starts growing, you go by the year when it is picked. Or there's a third option, which we won't discuss today, and that is when it grew a third of its growth. But this is not the sugya now. This is a Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. We dealt with that. We're not going to deal with it now.
Are you using the phone?
No. We're using a different phone. That phone didn't work. So now what happens is Esrig is a unique kind of a tree. It's treated differently in Halacha for Tumas and Maestras than other kinds of trees. And the Gemara will explain why. So the Mishnah says, Esrig shavar le'ilam begimel drachim. Esrig is treated like a tree for three ways, but not for the fourth way. That's what it says. So, listening to Dvarim. Now, we'll find out what the three ways are in a moment. But the Gemara's interest here is on the word derech as opposed to the word Dvarim. And for the Gemara, should the Vina Misni Sefer Liyarek v'derech achar, echad, since it wants to say that it's similar to vegetables in one way, so therefore it says, drachim, break the Gemara, Sefer Nami Nisni Davar, so don't use derech at the end. Now, before we move on to the answer, let's catch up with Rashi, because that becomes very important now. I mean, Rashi's always important. Rashi, begimul drachim, arlo urevai naig vayki ilot. The halacha of arla, or bringing the fourth year fruit to Yerushalayim, is a tree halacha. The esrog is a tree, and therefore biblically is subject to arla and revai. Revai is that the fourth year fruits have to be taken to Yerushalayim to be eaten. Not revai. Arla is a derisa. Revai is not. Again, stay tuned. At the end of the first parak in Kedushin, the Gemara discusses this at length. Uleinyan shviyas or shreshmita. By trees, we go by the blossoming of the tree. When the fruit starts growing. By vegetables, we go by when it's picked. And by trees, we go by when it blossoms. Why that is true? Where the Gemara goes through it. So Mamela, Esrig is like a tree, meaning it has a halacha of arla. It has a lock of revai, which vegetables don't have. And in the one thing that they do share, which is Shemitah, it is treated like a tree, that you go by the year it blossoms, not by the year that it's picked, like vegetables. These are the three biblical halakhas that apply to Esrig. And therefore, it's a tree vis-a-vis biblical halakha. Uliyerek l'derech echad. When it comes to Meiser, we don't go by the year it blossoms, we go by the year that it's picked. We don't go by blossoming like every other tree. Like the Gemara will explain.
What's the unique aspect of
that? That it's treated like a vegetable vis-a-vis Trumas and Maestras, which year it belongs to. Again, if we could make sure that everything starts growing after Rosh Hashanah is picked before the next Rosh Hashanah, it would make no difference. But it doesn't happen that way. Fruits start growing or vegetables start growing before Rosh Hashanah and get picked after Rosh Hashanah. And it makes a difference in Halacha. And therefore, we want to know which year is this attributed to. So Maestras is rabbinic. Trees are go by blossoming, like they go biblically. Yerek is treated after Lakita, and that, which goes biblically too by Shemitah, by the way, and that Esrig becomes like a vegetable for Trumas and Maestras, which creates problems, as I will point out as we go along. Now, Rashi points out, what difference does it make which year it belongs to? The same Trumas and Maestras. The maestros change depending on the year. First year of Shemitah, it's maestros and shady. The same is Shemitah. The third year is Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani. The Mechonav Mishniyah, the Nukah Mishlishis Mishari Lonas. I'm sorry, the Nukah Mishlishis. What if it started growing in the second year and was picked in the third year? Shari Lonas Achachanata. That's the difference. Now, mixed problems, because on Shemitah there's no Ma'aser. So if it started blossoming on Shemitah, it's a Shemitah fruit. When it comes to Trumas and Ma'asers, it was picked the year afterwards. So for Trumas and Ma'asers, it's the next year's fruit. So what do you do? Is it a Shemitah fruit? Does it need Trumas and Ma'asers? Does it not need Trumas and Ma'asers? See Masechtas Rosh Hashanah for details. Not Asugya here, just pointing out the issue that it can bring up. Now, the question is, why does it say Derech? Why does it say Dagor? The Gemara answered, because by Yerek it says Derech Echad. The Gemara's question is, so let it say Dagor Echad. And for the Gemara Hasal Kamash Malon, the Daike the Estrik Yerek, that the reason we treat the Estrik tree different than any other trees is because it functions in a certain way like a vegetable, which is, my Yerek Daike the Gadla Komayim of the Shastri Kitasi Yisurai. Av Estrik Daike the Gadla Komayim of the Shastri Kitasi Yisurai. Which means as follows. Trees usually go by rainwater. They don't need irrigation water. They do well on rainwater. Vegetables need rainwater. They need to be irrigated. They need to be watered by other water besides rainwater. The difference is as follows. The tree grows from the water that the tree gets in before it starts blossoming. The fruit is blossoming from the water it received before it started blossoming. The tree gets the water into its roots, and from there the tree blossoms. Bigo Basar Chanata, because that's the water that caused the tree to grow. The tree grows because of that rainfall that happened before, what happens after Tu Bishvat, Shoshana Li'ilonais, starts new fruit. That is growing from the rainwater that the trees accumulated, and therefore you go as soon as it starts blossoming. Yerek needs to constantly be watered. It's not growing because of the watering it got before it started growing, or when it started growing. It needs constant water, and therefore it's treated by when you pick it, because you needed to water it and nurture it all the way through to the end. So therefore Chazal said, you go bustle the kita. Estrig is the one tree that needs to be nurtured like a yarek. And therefore, they made it like a yarek when it came to Trumas and Ma'asers. It's all rabbinic, because biblically there's no Trumas and Ma'asers.
In the last Gemara, when they talk about making dishes, Shabbos, whatever it is, I thought they usually talking about trees.
Sometimes, not usually.
So normally they're talking about vegetables and
things like that, yes. Again, I'm just reading Rashi. Rashi has from the Mashmal, the time that the bus ever sees him to Bukha the Mosi. He used Derech because this is the common thing. But they should die to the God like Omayim, Shemaski Reis in the Mayim Shuvim. You have to water it with water that's drawn, the Erek. I know time of the Erek, remember Shoshana. Gairin the Yakim, Sivagabi Meiser. It uses the word Gairin and Yakim. Gairin is where you plow your grain, Yakim is where you get your wine. The Dogim and Hagairin, Kamayim and Hayakim. My Gairin. Yakim Yechadim Shigdelim Arroiv Mayim. Gairin and Yakim grow by most of the water. They don't need to be watered by man. The Hainuk Shamim, Umis Astronach Hashana Sha'avra, and you go by the year that it started growing, where it grew a third really, because Amina Bersh Hashana, Nazina Bas Hashana Shahidi Shlishba, we learn that from a pasuk. You go by the year that it grew a third, but by Achaliki Tasai, not when you pick it, the Afinu Abikroi. I've called Dale Makoy Rev Mayim, the Hainu Ilanas Miss Ashul Shabbat. So trees, which also grow by rainwater, we don't go by when you pick it, but unlike Zroim, where you go by a third of its growth, you go by its blossoming. Yavagam the Maizid who drop on it. What are we bringing in Sukkim? This is all rabbinic. Asmachinu Akroi, we said, look at the Sukkim. It says, like Dagon, like wine. So the Rabbanan came along and added trees. They added trees to be like Dagon and Yakim that grow on rainwater. Yatsi Yerukash and Dalem Akobayim, they need to be watered constantly. But Asil Lashon Haba, they get Meiser by the year you picked them. Again, this is rabbinic. Tysus does point out that even though the Trumas and Meisers is rabbinic, Shemitah is biblical. And therefore, that we go by trees, basu chadata, and by yerek, basu lakita for Shemitah, is a biblical thing. Therefore, it should make a difference biblically. Rashi makes it sound it's all drabonim. It is all drabonim between Tumas and Maisus. But for Shemitah, which year is an extra Shemitah? The year it blossomed or the year it got picked?
Rashi didn't talk about the difference.
Now, here's the Shemitah vis-a-vis Meister. That's what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about Hilchus Shemitah. He did mention Hilchus Shemitah in Rashi before, but he wasn't talking about Hilchus Shemitah. He was talking about the different Meisters you give based on which year in the 7-year cycle it is. Nothing to do with Shemitah. Again. Rashi is saying the difference between an Esrig and other trees is which year you give Maisa for. Clearly, that's what Rashi is driving at. And he says it's all rabbinic, and Rabbanan treated it like vegetable, not like a tree. That's what he says. However, when it came to Shemitah, they treated it like a tree. Then you go, Basar Chanata. Now, that is a biblical thing, that there's a difference between a tree and a vegetable. That's biblical.
The Maisa, we go,
according to this Tana, there's a Tana that argues. We're not passing that law now. I'm sorry? We're not passing it now. I said that makes problems because if it's Shemitah when the year it blossoms and it's Mises for the year that's picked, so when you pick an Esrog in year 8 that started blossoming in year 7, you're faced with a quandary. It's biblical Shemitah, but rabbinically it's Chayav and Meiser, and Shemitah's Pata and Meiser. So that's a sugya in Rosh Hashanah. It's not for years.
We learned.
Years ago. Which we can use Chazare. Avraham might remember it. I have trouble remembering. I'll have to look it up again. Okay. So that's why it says derech, because it's dependent on the way it happens. That's why the Mishnah used the word derech instead of davar. Back to Gemara. But it's not. Kai, some people say tree, some people say kai. Kai is, the machloikis is what it is. But this Mishnah is operating, the machloikis. One man the other says it's a very b'nei atzmai. It is not a kaya, it is not a behema. It is a kai. We don't know what it is. It's not, we don't know how to treat it. Others say it's a mixed, it's a result of a mixed breed of a mountain goat, which is a chaya, and a kayash, which is a goat, I believe. What does he say it is? A mixed breed between an ayol and a kayash, a tree and a kayash, a deer and a kayash. I think kayash is a behema. I think it's a goat. So it's a mixed breed. So since it's a mixed breed, is it a chayah? Is it a behemah? There's many differences. Many, but there's some. A chayah is chayah in kisi hadam. When one shechts a deer, they have to cover the blood. When one shechts a cow, they don't have to cover the blood. Behemah does not eat kisi hadam. Chayah does. Share a sakasa. A chayah, you can eat the chaylev. There is no chaylev usher in a chayah. If you shecht a deer, you can eat all the fat in it. A behemah is always the derice occurrence of eating certain parts of the chaylev. So there's a difference between behemah and chayah. So what do I do with this kai? Zok the
Mishnah. I thought the difference in the kind of behemah is whether they're domesticated animals or not.
Again, we're not interested in what makes, we don't decide based on that. We decide on species. A tree is a chayah, a tayash is a behemah. And together they had an offspring. Now, I don't go and make them run a 10-mile run to see whether they run like a chayah or like a behemah.
In other words, people don't have a koi in their corral, do they?
I have no idea. I don't have one in my house. I don't have one in my backyard. I don't know. Again, what I'm trying to say is, tree is a chaya. A deer is a chaya.
Because
it is a chaya. I don't know how we know. You want to call, we call it domesticated and non-domesticated. The Torah calls tree a chaya. The tree is a chaya. A chaya is a behavior. They have an offspring. What do we treat that offspring like? Use domesticated, non-domesticated. I don't care. The offspring is half one and half the other.
Oh, I didn't know what else would be a nafkamina in regards to the Shabbos, in regards to a son.
No difference at all.
No?
I have absolutely no idea what you mean.
Is there a domestic with no problem of
depends if it comes home every night, does not come home every night, depends on how you capture it, how you take it. That's a physical difference. It's not a halachic difference of calling a chai and calling it a bang. There, Mice is right. The Mice is right. That depends. Is it docile? Is it coming into your own thing? You have to go chase it around the corral.
I'm talking about finding something good.
Because ice is one of the things the parents said you have to cover the blood. Yes, it does. That's not new and wild. Again, the Torah says you have to cover the ice, you have to cover the blood. That's what the Torah says. It's a blessing. Anyway, so Kai, yes, by Drachim Shabbat L'Chaya, there are ways that we treat it like a Chaya, which means we made Kisi Adam, because we don't know. The Yashmei Drachim Shavu L'Behema, you can't eat the Chelev. The Yashmei Drachim Shavu L'Chaya L'Behema, you eat Shita, like a Chaya or a Behema. The Yashmei Drachim Shavu L'Chaya L'Behema, and that is, you can't breed it. Not with a Behema, not with a Chaya, because you don't know what it is. Since we don't know what it is, you can't breed it with a goat, you can't breed it with a tree. We don't know what it is. That's what the Mishnah says. What's bothering us again is why we're using Drachim, not Tvarim. This needs Tvarim. We had this Mishnah not so long ago. It said there you have to say b'fanenechtam. We said you have to say it by a get of a woman and by a shikhur of an eved. This is one of the ways that they're covered. This is drachim. So why do you use drachim, not dvarim? Zok de Gemara. Alehecha kalecha de kepukta tani drachim. Whenever you have one item that has some halachas one way and some halachas the other way, you use the word derech. When we're saying something is totally common like something, totally the same, tani dvarim. Like an ami, tani sefer. Blazer Eimer, Esther Shavalil l'chol dvar. When a Blazer who doesn't differentiate between anything by Esther, he says it's a tree for everything, he uses dvar because there's no differences. So he uses dvar. My Shankin, the Tarakama said three ways one way and one way the other way. So he used Derech. So I argue Mishnah by Isha. Why is it different? So Rashi says, I believe, Rashi doesn't talk about it. But people say they're trying to say three ways she is Nicknus and not another way. So it's a contrast to other ways. Rashi. Look, Rashi Kai, something behema, something Kai, something behema. Yes, by drachim to keep the masapkul on days of eluchumra. Shavu lechay v'ton kisi adam and yit kisi adam. Lebehema chel by aser the chelu bezaser. Shavu lebehema v'chaya ton shchita. Chain shavu loy lechay v'lebehema aser harva im behema v'chaya. It is aser to breed with a behema or with a chaya. Now, over here, every animal is aser to breed with a different min. What it's trying to say is, it's neither a goat nor a deer. So you can't beat it. There's no its own kind. There is no, it's not belong to any species.
Unless it's like you breed it with a koi.
Yeah, unless you breed it with a koi.
It can reproduce itself.
I have no idea. There is a Rishayim that always say that things that are great, things can never reproduce. Zuvachas menadrachim, shamevi get a shikrum imdinas hayam. Either bring a get of a woman or a star of freedom, a bill of freedom from a faraway country. The pair of comments are getting and the first pair of getting. The Gemara is... What?
A koi you can eat?
Yeah, 100%. I don't know how it tastes. Never ate one.
Some people identify
as... No, they're serving it at a restaurant.
It's not just a buffalo, a water buffalo.
No, the new restaurant they're opening up.
They buffalo wings.
Oh, right. You know, the bison that they sell is that they do.
I have absolutely no idea.
I'm curious.
I don't know why.
have no idea.
You allow to eat even though the...
It's kosher. You eat nectarines?
It came from
a... I eat nectarines.
Are we allowed to grow a nectarine? Or?
I'm not asking if you want to grow it. You asked me if you can eat it.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so you can eat the clay also.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to breed the animals together? No. You're not allowed to breed and mix the peach and the plum either. You can't have a clay. Well, if you can breed a clay with another clay, you could have had a clay. Again, it's like nectarine. Or today they have like 50 fruits that are mixtures with things. They a kiwi with a banana, they have one. There's anything like that I've got right. When you look for a Shoshana Shachiyanu, when people go and buy fruits they never eat, but they think they eat the Shachiyanu with that, right? And they go and buy themselves things that are exotic, that they have no taste in. With the rayas, they don't buy it the rest of the year. But fine, people love to do it as part of the ritual, like the apple and the honey. It's fine, it's wonderful. But the, but, what? That's if you talk like them. Half the stuff they put on my table for Shachiyanu fruit, I don't have them. I don't like it. You know what I mean? In fact, when I go to a park when they have these exotic things, I never saw them put on star fruit. You know what I mean? maybe you like star fruits. It's very good. But again, so a lot of them are mixed.
They have the stuff.
The mixed side, like you make a Shachiyanu on a mixed breed fruit. The silent bites can be
because
an Isser was done with it.
If the Goy did it, it's not an Isser.
Yes, an Isser was done with it. Not because you did the Isser. An act of breeding together two fruits was done, and you make a Shachiyanu on it. We're not learning this now. You make a bracha on something that is not supposed to be here. It's not the regular mitzvah of Avera. It's not a game, so I just mentioned the Derech Hagam. Chickens need kisya adam, right? You go do kaparas, one of the benefits is that you can do kisya adam, the mitzvah of
kisya adam. But what I guess that is that you come a certain time.
I thought you belonged to the ones that are against brutality and chickens.
No, well, you come a certain time.
Stand there with the sign.
You can do kisya adam. You come a little bit later, there's no kisya adam anymore. You ever saw that?
No, I didn't.
It's a different time. No, there's enough time for everyone to have it. Because you mean I can't have time for all my other shit.
Again, there are people that protest here also.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, true. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Every year they're here.
Yeah. You saw it?
I saw it, sure. They talked to me.
Did
they yell, they scream at me. They're busy killing babies instead of...
How do they find out?
They're very big into this.
How do they find out?
They can look at Zakrashi. Zakrashi, chilik bedracha, bedarzu v'dayma l'kan, bedarzu ein adayma. This way it is similar, and this way it's not similar. You must listen. Begimul drachim l'mutei chupa, Rashi points out. Why does the Mishnah say three things? Because there's a fourth way to acquire a woman, which our Mishnah doesn't hold of, which is that you can acquire a kedushin through chuppah, which is going to be a sugya adav hey amid alav. Like Kanya, our Mishnah says it doesn't work for kedushin, works for nesuin, not for kedushin. There are many other things you would think cause zivus. So the Mishnah says no, only these seven cause zivus. With the gittin, the elu shabbat, it's equal in those three things over there. But loy b'tayim b'tnu gadzal ishti shar shikuzel lavdi. It's not similar. You appoint a messenger to give your wife a get, one's wife a get, or one's eved a shikur. The chayze b'get, right? The chayze b'shikur. He can change his mind about the get, but he can't change his mind about the shikur because it's a schus. You remember the sugya and gittin? This alchem by law the b'shloy b'pana. Daikinami, I can prove it, Dr. Harris. I'm trying to go slower than Rashi, so if I don't go slow enough, please stop. Daikinami, the Hechid will have a like hooked up when there is no difference. Tani Luchol Dover. It says Luchol Dover. It doesn't say Derek there. So again, as I mentioned a number of times already, some Rishonim learned that this is not Bavli. Bavli doesn't do this. doesn't get involved in so intricate derech and davar and gimel and shloisha. They say it's all from the Gainim, and they did this. Not that it's, we still learn it, and there's Rashi on it, and there's Taisis on it, so it doesn't make a practical difference to us. But it's a very rare kind of Gemara that the Gemara does such a thing.
Does Rashi, you think, hold that or not?
So I think he doesn't hold it because he wrote a regular parish, and so did the Bali Taisis. It's Ramban and others that say it. So again, just pointing it out.
Ramban?
I have no idea. Rambam doesn't write a commentary on Gemara, so we don't have it. Zog the Gemara Bait. Okay, now we get, according to everybody, into Rio Gemara.
Yeah.
And by the way, there are those that say that the Gemara and Gimel and Mezeis that we will have coming up is also not the Gemara. There are those that say that as well, but we're not there yet. At this point, we're learning a piece that's definitely Gemara right now.
If we get something wrong, is that worth the points or Bruder's point? Is it worth
I don't know. The mic is printed, you know what I mean? I learned what's printed. It's in the text. The Mishnah started with three and ended up at the end of the day. It said, and the kindness atla b'shtei drachim. Now, Baruch Hashem, we are capable of counting. The Mishnah could have left the number out and said, Isha Niknas, the Kesu Sarvavia, the Kainas Atma, the Gatam Misa Sabal. It didn't have to tell us three, and it didn't have to tell us two. We know how to count. Baruch Hashem. In fact, it's not even over 10, so we can use our fingers. So it's three and two. So why did the Mishnah have to say a number? Now, whenever the Mishnah says a number, it's exclusive. It's trying to exclude something. Correct the Gemara. Minyan the Reisha Lemutimai, Minyan the Sefer Lemutimai. What is the Reisha coming to exclude, and what is the Sefer coming to exclude? Rashi, Minyan the Reisha Gimel Drachim, Minyan the Sefer the Kainas Atzma the Shtei Drachim. There's numbers. What is the reason for the numbers? Dr. Gemara, Minyan the Reisha Lemutei Chupa. There is going to be a Mandi Amar on that Hamad Aleph that says one can do Kedushin with Chupa, which means you can skip giving her a ring, no kesef, no star, no bia for kedushin. You can take her under a chuppah, whatever chuppah is, which is a big machlokes rishonim. But whatever chuppah is, you do chuppah, you can do kedushin and a suah. And chuppah itself is a means of acquisition.
That's my focus.
Dafeim and Aleph. Stay tuned. Well, that's where we're getting. But we're just referencing it. Our Mishnah says three. Three means not four. That means our Mishnah doesn't hold the chuppah works. That's why we have the number three, to tell me, don't add chuppah. Frek the Gemara, the Rav Huna, the chuppah kaina. Rav Huna says chuppah does work. And right? And he holds that that's not excluded. So what is excluded? Interestingly enough, the Gemara is saying Rav Huna can be like our Mishnah, so he has to exclude something else. Even though the Mishnah says three, Rav Huna says the chuppah goes in anyway. So the question is, so what is excluded? He holds the Mishnah didn't have to mention chuppah. Fine. For whatever reason, we'll worry about it in that day. But the question is, what is being excluded? Zok de Gemara, the muti chalipin. You cannot acquire a woman during chalipin. You cannot walk over it with, now let me explain king and chalipin. There are two ways to do chalipin. One, the way it could be done, and one, the way it's commonly done. The common way of doing chalipin is I walk over to a person, and I hand them a pen, and I say, in exchange for this pen, you are going to sell me the table. It's not a fair exchange. The table is not worth the pen. It doesn't make a difference. The kinyan works with chalipin. Now, it might be money that has to be paid. You can't be kind of table with money. So you have to do a kinyan. You can do a mashicha, but I'm not interested in schlepping the table or picking the table up. So I do kinyan chalipin. I want to acquire the table. You want to obviously sell it to me for $10, $100, whatever you want, right? I want to do a maitze kinyan. So to save myself from doing mashicha and hagbah, because kesef doesn't work in the talisman, I walk over and I hand you the pen. And you're kind of the pen.
Wait, you're buying or selling?
I'm buying, you're selling. It's not like it's about Matthias, but I'm posturing the way we do Lalacha. I hand you the pen, and in return for the pen, you're selling me the table, called an exchange. That's a kinyan.
When did you get the pen back?
That's exactly it. And in most cases, the pen is given, and then it's given back.
Given back, is that part of the khalifa?
No.
That's just, by the way, his present back, his present.
It's understood that the guy is going to give it back. He's not interested in my pen. Theoretically, he could keep it, yes.
The khalifa ends at that point when you give
correct.
It.
Correct. Even though we both know that I'm getting the pen back. Happens every chasana. The chasana has to obligate himself in what is written in the shtar. So we make a kinyan. The eighty ksuba stand there. Right? And by the way, they leave one half a word out of the ksuba. Nice, fancy ksuba. The word v'kanina is not spelled. Some people leave it out completely. Some people leave out the bottom of the kuf. Whatever way it is. So the ksuba is not at this point finished yet. In front of the two Adam, the Masada Kedushin hands the chasam the pen, and in return for the pen, he's obligating himself in what's written in the shtar. The Adam watch it, then the Masada Kedushin fills in the word kanina, and the Adam signs. They watch the kinyan. They can sign that he obligated himself.
No. When the guy, when the chasam gives the pen over to the Masada Kedushin, that's who he gives the pen over to. That's what
the Masada Kedushin does it to the chasam.
Who gives what to?
Masada Kedushin, we're by feeding these a garku. They give it to the chasam, and in return for that, he obligates himself. And then he doesn't need the Masada Kedushin's garku, he gives it back.
But what is the relationship between the Masada Kedushin and the chasam?
Not at all. The Masada Kedushin, see, you don't have to have, that's a good point you're making, I can make a chalipan to get vital something. I can give Dr. Harris the pen, he's kind of the pen, it acts as an agent for vital.
That's what he's a slayer for.
The woman, basically, he's obligating himself to his wife with the chalipan that he makes in the Masada Kedushin. Adam have to watch the chalipan, not they can't sign the star. They didn't watch the thing.
When we sell our comets, we're doing chalipan. There's no Adam there.
No, because you're not doing it. You're making the rabbi a shliach. That's what you're doing. You're not selling. The rabbi is not interested in your chametz. I'll show you in a second. The rabbi is not interested in your chametz. By the way, I'm a rabbi. I sell chametz to people. I don't want to buy any of their chametz. I'm not interested in it. No, I want it. I want to see it. Nothing to do. But you make your shliach. The truth is, you can make me a shliach by coming over to me and taking some chametz. You can make me a shliach if necessary on the phone. You can call me and say, can you please sell my chametz? I'm a shliach. I don't need anything else. To strengthen the shlichus, a shlichus with a kinyan is a stronger shlichus. So we make a kinyan chalipin to strengthen the shlichus. Since we're very worried about chametz, we're very worried that people are going to be either by your rabbi or matzah. So we try to make it as much of a shlichus as we can. It's not ma'akev.
We don't see it by when
it comes to shlichus. Yeah, well, that's because we never see what happens there. But theoretically, it's a stronger shlichus if it's done with the kinyan. But it's not ma'akev. Also, we make you sign the star that you're making the rabbi a shliach, called the star hashah. It's not necessary. You can do it verbally. But it makes the stronger shlichus. It also happens to be a good record because the guy has to know whose chametz he's buying. If you made me a shliach verbally and it's not written anywhere, so I have to tell the guy everybody's name and address. So this way, he has it down and I hand him.
Sometimes the rabbi needs to know how to get access to chametz on Pesach.
Every rabbi has his own chumras and makhiras chametz. These are all chumras that we do in makhiras chametz.
In other words, we have to know where the chametz is.
Correct. That's why we hand him the book.
He should have access to it also.
That's why he has in the book.
He doesn't have access to it. The guy's out of time. Can't bring it.
So that's the shayla, where the key is. The person tells the person, the rabbi, where the key is.
That's,
he can get it if he needs it. Theoretically, the guy can come into your house, knock on the door. He can't walk in without permission.
If anybody's home.
If anybody's not, he has to know where the key is and go pick up the schnapps that you sold.
But he still doesn't.
So what else would he want? Cheerios he doesn't need from you. He probably wants schnapps.
But still good machira, even though he doesn't have access.
He does. He can get the key.
if it's available.
Well, that's why the rabbi says, where's the key going to be? That's all.
Rabbi
never asked. No, because Rabbi never did. That's what Haliba means to swap. Now, swap can also be done in things of equal value. Hamachla para b'chamar. Those are things of equal value.
But the item doesn't have to be here. It means you could just give me the pen.
Exactly. That's how Haliba works. It could be in China. Correct. So Haliba doesn't work by Kedushin. You can't go give the woman a pen and say, instead of the pen, you're a Mikudashis to me. Not with the value of the pen, that's money. But Chalipin, I will hand you the pen, and with the Chalipin of the pen, you're going to become, you are transferring yourself for Chalipin.
Swap.
Dr. Gemara, why? Sakadai to Chamina, I have a God, my Kicha Kicha, my Zaya from Masa, the Mikdom Chalipin, I wish not Mikdom Chalipin. I would think, since we're learning it out from the field, right, and one of the kinyanim of a field is Chalipin, so maybe you can be Makta woman, Kaina woman with Chalipin as well. Kamash Milan, no. You know, you're not Chalipin. Correct the Gemara of Evochinami, why not? Dr. Gemara, I'll tell you why. Chalipin is Nuba Pakas Mishava Pruta. The pen that I give doesn't have to be worth a Pruta. It has to be a Kalim. There are Kalim that are worth less than a Pruta. I don't know if you can think of anything now, but there are Kalim in the time of Chaglara that were worth less than a Pruta. And that works for Chalipin. It's not the value of the item that's the Chalipin. It's exchange. It's not value. It's not that I'm giving the woman a worth a Pruta. I'm not. I'm giving her something that's not worth a Pruta, but it's a Kaili.
That's
how
Chalipin
works. 1 second. That's how you can make Chalipin. The Isha of a Pelkas Meshavet Pruta makes an option. And a regular woman is not willing to swap herself for something that's not worth money. And therefore, since Chalipin can be done that way, all Chalipin has been excluded. It's a kind of kinyan that's not chashiv enough for a woman to want to swap herself. Because it shows the lack of the chashivas for her, because she doesn't even get a pruta.
But for a pruta, she is going to.
But she would be doing it for a pruta, right? Right, money is money. But even if the Chalipin is worth a pruta, since this kingdom can be done without that, it's not included. Now, what if a woman says, I'm willing? I'm willing to take less than a pruta. So we say butler daika. It's not the regular. It's not the norm. And I know Dr. Harris just pointed out that most women wouldn't want Justin Mikadis themselves for a pruta either. But pruta is money. Money is money. So the Rishonim says, you got I star is not worth a pruta. And star works. There's a star has its own source. The Yatsavahita. We learn it out from a pasuk. So therefore, we don't use logic over there. The Torah says it works. Chalipin, the Torah never said Chalipin works for Kedushin. Right? Avraham Avinu bought the field with Kesef. That's what we learn now from Avraham Avinu. We also wanted to add, you could do other kinyanim. Well, not really, because who says the women wouldn't want to accept such a kinyanim? And therefore, you can't add it on. That's how they explain Rashi.
Ladies rather be
Yeah, but this is the point to how much you're cheating yourself. You don't do willing to take a kinyan that doesn't even require a pruta.
Yeah, but here's the very nice thing. Far can't be that low.
Again, money is money.
I don't know what that means. Money is money.
You know what money is money is?
I
have no good answer. Except the fact that money is money.
So in the case of a woman having a chalipin, she's not using it for the sake of a shaliach. She's actually taking the pen, or whatever the thing is, as an exchange of herself.
Right.
It's not a shliach business.
Nobody said shliach.
We explained it earlier.
That was like Hassan David. Normally, Chalipin is, I want to buy the table from Dr. Harris. I hand him a pen, and he gives me the table.
If a Hassan gives a Kala a pen worth more than a shliach fruta, he's giving her something.
If he uses Kesef, what is he using? Kesef or Chalipin?
So what is
a Chalipin?
It has to be less than a
Shavu Pruta. No, it can be less than a
Shavu Pruta. And what is she exchanging?
Herself.
Okay, so if he says to her, I'm giving you this not a Chalipin, then it's a good chance.
If it's worth a Pruta, absolutely. Yeah. It's called a ring.
Right.
not called kesef. Kesef has to be real. Coins.
No, it's kesef. Shabbat kesef is kesef. It's worth money.
It wouldn't be chalipin at all. It's kesef.
If he gives it to her as kesef. If he's saying, I'd like to exchange, then he doesn't give it to his kesef. He's using a different mechanism called chalipin. And chalipin is something that doesn't need a bruta, so women aren't interested in chalipin.
I was guessing mechanically
working.
Like, we always think of it like
that. It's machloikis tazisma, how kesef works.
You just kesef, Ashtar.
What? He's just kesef. Some of them have nothing to do with marriage. Some of the financial document. Has nothing to do with the marriage. Okay, now, there's a machlokes taz and sma, how kesef works. Is it a maisa kinyan, or is it a beginning of a payment? When I sell you this box, it's not a good thing, it's not nix of a kesef. If I sell you a piece of land for $1,000, and you pay me $1 for the kinyan kesef, and you'll owe me the rest, is it a deposit? Or is it a Maisa Kinyan, like a Chazak is a Maisa Kinyan? That's a Machloikis. It's not a Gay Ar Gemara, but it is a Machloikis.
So, she gets this ring, silver, whatever it is. It's hers now? It belongs to her?
But not as that, absolutely.
So, what happens to Masha Kani Isha
Kani? Not what a husband gives her. What a husband gives his wife is not Masha Kani Isha Kani Bailo. He gave it to her.
No, I think
Basakas is not his wife yet. It's Kiddushin.
Rebarov's asking, maybe it's she gets Yerushin immediately.
She doesn't get it. It's not pursuing yet. Again, the truth is, even if the Mashakana is a kind of violent, it doesn't mean he owns the ring. It means that she has to invest it in land so he can get the payers. But it belongs to her. He's giving her a present called the ring. And instead of the ring, he's kind to her.
Is it a
Matana Kenyan?
No, but I'm saying, what category is it? Matana or is it?
I have no idea what you mean. Every present is a kingdom. I give you this pen as a present. You're kind to it.
No, but it's a Matana. There's nothing coming back.
100%. Well, I'm buying the right. I'm acquiring the woman with money. So one of the ways I can do an acquisition in a woman.
It's so close to believing that
it's not. I'm not exchanging it.
It's
not giving it back to me. It's monetary value.
It's not like crazy. Trade.
Trade means. Let me ask you: if I give the chassan the pen and he gives it right back to me, what was the trade? What was it? Again, chalipin doesn't require that he keep it; that it be his. By the way, she can give the money back also, but it became her again. The kinyan needed a certain amount of money. Chalipin doesn't need a certain amount of money.
Wait. So the ring is the kedusha.
Correct.
And then what's the
chuba? The being under the chuba and saying the shemar bracha.
But all
the time. Or, according to Sabri Chaydim, when you take her to the Yidud room. According to Sabri Chaydim, when you take her home, your apartment, you rent it.
Even before Bia.
Bia is not necessary for the suwan, according to anybody. It can accomplish the sword, but it's not necessary for the sword. No. It's a big, okay, it's not the sugi here. By Almana, for instance, we require beer for chuppah for it to be in the sword. It's different between the Basula and Almana, but it's not for now. Not for here, not for now. Everybody have a wonderful day.